So thanks for coming to our session. Learn how Microsoft Intune helped Avanade's global workforce get more productive. My name is Joseph Parody. I'm a senior director with Avanade, and I'm responsible for our enterprise services across internal IT.
So my name is Sachin Desai, and I manage Skype Exchange and Microsoft Intune in Avanade, and work more on IT operation.
So we want to go through a journey talking a little bit about why we did what we did, and then what did we do, and then we'll finally cover some of the how. We'll get into what the UI looks like and how the configurations were that we have implemented. So a little bit of a landscape, because one of the things about Avanade is that we may look somewhat like your company, but we're probably going to be different than your company in a number of ways. So Avanade is a technology and management consulting company, and we are owned by Accenture and Microsoft. So product decisions around our products that we use or our services that we use, pretty straightforward. Does Microsoft have it? Right? So we're very much a pure Microsoft shop. We're a global organization. We operate in 24 countries around the world. And that means that we have to be thoughtful and be aware of some of the different requirements that we have in Europe, in Asia, in the United States. One of the biggest things that might be different between our company and your company is we are a 100% or close to 100% BYOD for mobile devices. Right, so we don't buy mobile devices for any of our people. We don't supply them. We're about 10,000 employees. That's, you know, a reasonable size. It's not huge, right? It's not a 400,000 or 500,000 person company. But BYOD really, therefore, is our focus, right? We're not going to be talking today too much or at all about corporately owned devices. What may be different is the majority of our people are not in our offices. As a consulting company, if you're in an office, it means you're not working with a client, which means you're not making money, right? So we're very tuned to what it takes to support people who are outside the office. It's our primary area that we need to support. As we're a Microsoft shop, as we live on the leading edge, most of our services are provided in the cloud, right? So our data centers are shrinking and shrinking. Our services are in the cloud. Our data is in the cloud. So we no longer have the luxury of some of the other legacy models where you have firewalls and VPNs and things like that. It also means we don't have to support those on our mobile devices, right? Because the data is almost all in the cloud. And as I like to say, the internet is my corporate network, right? So I don't think about the network that's in my data center or the network between my offices, because very few people are using that and very few services are delivered over it. So our thinking is all around the cloud for our services, the internet as the transport. So we started with, why do you want to implement Intune or any MDM system, right? So first thing is, everybody's asking you about it, right? Your bosses are hearing MDM is important and all the cool kids are doing it, so, well, we should be doing it too, right? So thought, okay, well, that's one reason. Another reason is Exchange ActiveSync, which has been traditionally how we thought about managing mobile devices for the past decade or more, it's really not giving us everything that we want. So we want something more than Exchange ActiveSync. You may have mobile apps that your app team have developed, and you're saying, hey, how do I get those out? But I don't want to put them in the public store, right? I want to have control. I want to have just my devices get it. I want to not have that data be at risk. So that's something that you might use an MDM product for. But really, in the end, it's all about data protection, right? You need to protect the data of your company, potentially your clients. That's what we need to protect as well. And so we need to take it up from Exchange ActiveSync to give us more breadth, like corporate applications, but better data protection. So we're a BYOD environment, right? So BYOD users don't really like MDM. And it's because these days, the MDM managed device, their smartphone, it's their life, right? It's for many of them, that's how they get to the internet. That's how they do their email. That's how they interact with their family and their friends, right? They don't just have your work account on there. They have multiple accounts. They have their personal accounts on there. And so they're uncomfortable with the level of control that a traditional MDM product requires to do its job. The environment has also changed, right? The notion of privacy and of, you know, quote unquote, spying on somebody is really important to individuals that work for you. And they're not willing to give up total control over their personal data just so they can get calendar reminders. That's not a trade-off that they're willing to accept. So when we announced that we were going to go conditional access on Intune MDM, we saw within a week or two, 30% of the devices go away off of Exchange. That's 30% of the devices that now are no longer allowing our people to be productive on the road or at their client sites or get calendar notifications so they can make that meeting. That's not good for a company like us, right? That's a negative for our ability to deliver for our clients. Another company that we're associated with instituted conditional access. 40% of their devices went away, and they haven't come back. It's 18, 24 months later now. Those devices never came back. So they're impacting the productivity of their people because the people aren't willing to make that trade-off that traditional MDM requires. So let me walk through where we've landed as we think about data protection across a spectrum. So we think about corporate-owned, right? This is traditionally what we think about as laptops, Windows, right? You have things like ConfigMan, you have BitLocker, you have Group Policy. If you have corporately-owned mobile devices, you think about a traditional MDM solution, right? And that makes sense because it's a company device. Similar to the laptop, you don't expect people on their laptop to be using it to do movies for their kids and have their personal photo collection and expect that to be private and personal, right? It's a company laptop. In corporate owned, you expect a high level of management and not that much resistance. BYOD is where we really live for our mobile devices. And in BYOD, the user expects some level of control, but it has to be in the right balance. And there definitely are privacy concerns. And we expect that as a common device that they use all the time, we're going to have to store data on that device. So we need to protect the data when it's on the device. The final category that we think about is completely unmanaged. And the canonical example here is grandma's computer when you're over visiting for holiday, right? You're just using it quickly. It's browser-based only. We don't expect to store any data, right? And for that, we don't think that something like Intune is appropriate, right? You wouldn't want to put Intune on grandma's PC just so you can check mail, right? And we look there for identity control. So we've landed on, for corporate-owned devices, right, and for us that's not that many, we're going to focus on full Intune MDM or other companies that we're associated with have chosen another MDM product, but they can implement Intune MAM on top of it. For BYOD, what we're going with is Intune, and I'll explain, MAM/WE, that's without enrollment. So this is just MAM. So this is no enrollment in an MDM. So no full control on that device. And for unmanaged, where we're focused is Azure AD Premium, right? Use identity as the control layer for those scenarios where they're outside of our network and it's just a temporary use. So that's the sort of why did we do what we do. I'm going to turn it over to Satya now to go through how did we actually do it.
Okay. Thanks, Joseph. So I think Joseph has already sold on MAM, right? So I'm going to talk about MAM benefits and our deployment approach in next few slides. So, you know, I will start with very small story. Like, you know, we have been engaged with Microsoft since last couple of years about piloting out all the new MDM technologies. And I remember that, like, you know, in mid of 2015, we started pilot of 50 user for MDM, all internal IT users. And first, like, you know, we had to start with the enrollment instruction, and we ended up having at least 8 to 10 page of enrollment instruction per platform, right? Literally, like, you know, 20 steps. So we went to change enablement team to review that instruction with them, and their first question is, are you sure that you want to keep 20 steps here? Because users generally don't follow 20 steps. And so that is where, like, you know, MEM is clearly winner. I think it balances user experience with the security. And so MDM is, you know, very, very much beneficial if you have to manage or control, you know, device feature. Like, as an example, if you want to force Wi-Fi profile to the device, if you want to force VPN profile to the users, if you want to disable a camera on devices, and if you want to even disable NFC feature, something like that on device, where that MDM is, you know, works very well. But MEM is all about securing corporate app data. And that was one of our goal. It really, you know, balance of, you know, your user experience and security. And it has a broader coverage too. Like, you know, it's not just Outlook app. Like, you know, if you look at the number of apps Microsoft has, you know, made it, you know, MEM SDK aware, is I think it's most of the Office apps, and plus, like, you know, Office 365 Groups app and Yammer, as well as SharePoint app. So on MEM benefits, you know, side, like, you know, MEM first is it's without enrollment, right? User don't have to go through that lengthy steps. It literally, you know, user will be up and running within a 2 or 3 minutes. It just required your corporate identity. And while talking about identity, I think MEM provides really, you know, good, you know, good balance between corporate identity versus personal identity. So when user use their corporate identity, then it protects the data. When user use their personal identity, then it allows whatever user want to do on that on their device. The other thing is other application control, which MDM does not have. As an example, it restricts user to save as, copy and paste from either Office apps or your corporate apps. The other restriction is, you know, it provides restriction against opening your corporate link in managed browser. So when user open corporate link in managed browser, then it doesn't allow copy and paste of the data. The you know, many other benefit is offline grace period for app, offline interval to wipe out the corporate app data. So if user has not signed in into that app in 30 days, then it just wipe out the data automatically. So those are really great benefit compared to MDM. And also, like, you know, usage analytics. Like, you know, it's really good. Like, you know, when you, once you apply the MEM policy, and you can, to a particular app, you can literally check how many user has checked in to that, you know, that app. So you can see the usage also of that app, and you can make the, you know, business strategy based on that usage analytics. So I'm going to cover in this slide about our approach, how we deployed it. So we divided into two phases, phase one and phase two. And when anything comes to personal device, I think you want to make sure that security and legal is involved. As Joseph covered in his first few slides, like, you know, Avanade is in, you know, 23 countries, and every country has a different regulation. So we had to work with legal and user worker council in every country to make sure that, you know, I think they wanted to know what we collect, and that is where MAM is clear winner, because MAM doesn't collect that much of information from the device. I think it collects less information than even ActiveSync, right? So it was easy sell to legal. And after that, I think user communication is very important part. Like, you know, you want to make sure that users see that as managing corporate data versus managing device. So user communication, I think you want to make sure that, like, you know, it is very clear. Then Azure AD Connect, and why I listed Azure AD Connect here, the way we have deployed it in Avanade is we applied policy based on HR managed country groups. So the benefit of that is when new users join a company, they get the policy on day one. So you don't have to add a user manually, and it's all HR managed, so HR add that user in specific country, and they get MAM policy on day first. And then configuration, I think MAM configuration is very simple, and I'm going to walk through a few slides on MAM policy after this slide. And pilot, I think Avanade has one of the great pilot framework. So we deploy that first to internal IT team, then it goes to a broader in IT team, and then we have 800 plus volunteer, which want to test latest and greatest and provide a feedback, and that is how we roll out any new technology. And in phase two, I think our plan is to enable conditional access. So I think Intune is only way to get email. And I think Joseph is going to cover one of the slides where we have approach for all platform type, how we are going to address each platform. So this slide, I think we put to explain you how MAM simple is. Like, administration is so simple, and I think it provides a lot of option also. So I think you can create the multiple policy by platform and apply to different groups. I think this administration provides a lot of flexibility. As an example, if you want to apply executive specific policy where you don't want to restrict copy and paste, or you don't want to restrict save as permission. MAM provides that flexibility, while MDM, I think it's just one way to deploy apps is required install or available install. Other thing is targeted apps. I think this is very important because when you apply restriction to particular app, then MAM wants to protect that data and make sure that, as an example, you design a policy for on Outlook app, and you deploy to a group of users. When that user wants to open a corporate link, then it will only open if managed browser is installed, or it will ask user to install managed browser because this all application listed here, it's all MAM SDK aware, and that's why it's very important to figure out, what apps you want to deploy on day first, so user has that, very smooth experience. The other thing is Microsoft is adding apps every few weeks, so you want to check and make sure that, you add that app in that particular policy you have applied. And this is about corporate apps. So I think this is one of the very good feature MAM provides to protect your corporate data. So it has two methods. If you are developing new app, then you use MAM SDK. Is Xamarin aware, so you can design for any platform like iOS or Android or Windows. If you have an existing app, then there is a MAM wrapper available. And I used that wrapper a couple of times, and any IT pro can use. I think it's very simple stuff. In Android, it's just a couple of commands. On iOS, I think it requires certificate, but it's very easy to use. And once you do that, you can bring that app under all the MEM controls. And you can even remotely wipe that app data, and you know, you can deploy the same control which MEM policy provides. This is a screenshot of one of the policy settings. I think it's from Android. I think I want to point out a couple of things here. One is about managed browser. I talk about that, like, you know, when you apply policy on Outlook app, then it opens all the corporate link in managed browser only, and there is a setting there. I think you can see on the screenshot there. The other thing is data relocation. So on Android, it is Android backup. On iOS, it's iCloud backup. So you can literally prevent users to, you know, backing up their data to iCloud or Android. And contact sync. I don't know how many of you have experience. You know, the first Outlook app when Microsoft released, many people, I think, didn't see their contacts, so they cannot send a text, right? Like, you know, so I think after providing a lot of feedback to Microsoft, Microsoft introduced that setting here. So you can, you know, user can sync the personal contact with the Outlook app. The other one, I think this is one of a very nice feature, pin reset. And in ActiveSync, the user experience is if user enters certain number of wrong pin, let's say like 5 times or 10 times, whatever your configuration is, it wipes out all data. In MEM, I think when user enters like 5 times or 10 times, whatever number you have set in policy, then it force that user to enter their corporate credential and then ask to reset the PIN. So it's a very self-service type of thing, like, you know, where it can literally reduce your number of tickets and support requests.
Yes, so go ahead. Just on that, right, if you're an IT pro and you've been in the MDM space for a while, right, you know that panicked call from the user whose kid got a hold of their phone, right, started tapping on it, got through the 10, right, and wiped the whole phone, right? And the person is distraught, right? With MAM, that doesn't happen, right? In fact, Sachin and I did this on his phone, right, for fun. We just entered it, and all it came back was, hey, enter your corporate credentials and set up a new PIN, right? So this is yet another one of those features that shows that Microsoft is thinking about that balance between a personal device and a corporate device on the same piece of hardware, in what we believe is the right way.
Exactly. The other thing you want to look at here is corporate credential for access. Like, you know, so you can force PIN, and also if that app has very sensitive data, then you can force user to enter corporate credential every time they use their app. So you can see that setting here also. The other important one is fingerprint on Android and iOS. So I think Android uses some different mechanism, so it doesn't allow you to configure fingerprint on your ActiveSync policy as well as a MEM policy. But iOS does, and it works great. Like, you know, if you have an iOS device with fingerprint, and if you configure that, I think it's just very simple to access your phone as well as any app. This access recheck and offline interval, I think this is also a very nice feature and clear differentiator than MDM. So, and I think this is not available even in ActiveSync. If user keeps their phone without accessing app for 30 days, then it automatically wipe out the data. I think it's very good feature. I don't know how many of you have experience with ActiveSync, but I have been maintaining I have been managing Exchange since last 5-6 years, and I have seen that, like, you know, whenever you run the command to find out number of device on Exchange. It will show you the device which was accessing Exchange 5 years before also, right? Like, you know, in MAM, I think that problem goes away, right? Literally, you know, MAM wipes out and check out that device after 30 days. All right, having said that, I'm going to hand it over to Joseph for next few slides.
Thanks, Sachin. So we've talked to you about sort of why would we do something in this space, and I think that's pretty clear. Most companies are doing it. What did we do, and Sachin covered how did we do it. So to wrap up, I want to talk about where we've settled for what we think is right for our company and for our users, right? Again, it may not be the right thing for you, but we are hoping to try and get that balance between personal and corporate that fits a digital workplace. So for iOS and Android, which is the majority of our users and almost certainly the majority of your users, right? We believe the right answer for that balance is going to be Intune MAM without enrollment. It requires that you use the Outlook app for email, but the Outlook app is really good now. They've made a lot of improvements, so it's not at all something that your users will dislike. It's better than the native apps, in my opinion. So that's, we believe, where the vast majority of our users will be. But we're going to have some users that love some other email client, Nine or native client, right? And they want to stay with that. They don't want to move to Outlook. Well, we have an option for them as well, right? They can do full Intune MDM enrollment. And some may be comfortable with that. We have some of those today where they're very much in love with their email client and they're fine with MDM. So that's an option. And then finally, you probably don't have this as much as we do, but it's Windows Phone, whether it's Windows Phone 8.1 or Windows 10 Mobile. We have quite a high percentage, again, back to slide one, who are we owned by, right? We have a lot of people who have Windows Phone. So for Windows Phone, we don't have the same protections available to us through Intune, but again, MDM is available. So we're going to have a hybrid strategy. We're not going to have only MAM or only MDM. But one of the nice things about Intune is you can do that, right? You can offer your users a range of solutions that allow them to pick the solution that they're the most comfortable with from a control perspective and from a usability perspective. So to wrap up, Intune provides that range of options that allows you to protect your data and allow the user to be comfortable on BYOD. We didn't talk about it here because we don't have personal experience, but Intune MAM without enrollment also can be a great solution if you have an existing third-party MDM solution. So if you're an AirWatch or a Mobile Iron customer, and you say, hey, you know, I want to add Intune MAM as a way either to get better protection, or I'm going to start moving towards Intune because I've purchased EMS licenses and it's going to be more economical, you can start by doing Intune MAM without enrollment. And then you can transition either to just Intune MAM without enrollment, or you can do Intune MDM as you phase out the other system. So it's a really nice bridge technology for people who are on a non-Intune MDM. And finally, as you develop more corporate applications with corporate data on a mobile device, you're going to need to protect that data. And Intune gives you some great options, right? Not only is the MAM SDK available with Xamarin, now that Xamarin is owned by Microsoft and available to Visual Studio, it provides a great low-cost platform for your developers to develop those mobile apps. But if you have an app today, whether it's a third-party app or whether it's an app that you've built in the past, the wrapper from Microsoft allows you to make that application Intune aware and get the protection that you need. So thank you for attending our presentation. There are here some IT Pro resources that will be in the deck. This is common for all of the sessions like this. And please fill out your evaluations. And if you have any questions, if you could come up to the mics and ask, or Sachin and I will hang out for a few minutes after the session. Thank you very much for attending.
Thank you.
Do you have a question? If you could go to the mics. They are recording it, so we just want to make sure to get you on the recording.
You mentioned you can wrap MAM policies on an application.
Yes.
Is that meant only for in-house, or can you do that to third party that don't have that support yet?
I think if you have a code and all the files available, then you can do for third party also.
Well, so you don't mean the source code, right?
Source code, right.
You don't need the source code, right?
It does need a source code, all the files.
So you have to compile it yourself?
Compile it, and then I think it the way you do it, you know, they have some, I would say, mini Visual Studio, and then you open it, compile it, it puts all the control, and then it give you APK or whatever file type it is.
Gotcha.
If it
Thank
is
you.
Android.
Yeah, and you'll see that some third parties are now releasing their apps. For instance, the SAP mobile app has the MAM SDK built in now, right? And that's one of the biggest apps that people want to protect data. Okay, great. Next.
Do you have intranet web resources of any kind that you provide mobile access to? And if so, how do you protect those?
So intranet?
Intranet.
Yeah, we don't anymore because we're 100% Office 365. So, you know, that's something that we don't do. If we needed to, though, right, our solution for access to intranet, we have some very specific line of business applications that aren't in the cloud yet. We use the Azure AD application proxy. Right. I'll mangle the name if I try and do all the shortcuts. But yeah, Azure AD application proxy can be a really good solution for access to browser-based internal apps without exposing them to the internet. And because you can add MFA at the Azure AD application proxy level, right, that gives you a higher level of assurance, right? Because maybe you keep those applications inside your firewall because you want to prevent them being attacked, right? That's a way to do it. So if you haven't attended those sessions this week, watch them.
Thank you.
The other thing is, like, you know, Microsoft released that SharePoint apps, right? So most of the corporate data, web-based, user can access using SharePoint app, and which is MAM aware.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of Ignite.